Blog Talk Radio.
Contentment is the underlying foundation of a happy life. It is built through the appreciative enjoyment of the details. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Life of Miracles. So delighted to be joining you again this week. We just shared one of the Elf and Quest cards by Almeen, which is from the Art of Happiness. And I am Denise, and we have our beautiful sister, Linda Iverson, with us co-hosting here. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Denise. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy to be here again this week. And we are joined by our beautiful,
wonderful
guest. Yes, our
Charlotte
wonderful
Langevin.
Guest.
Yes, Charlotte Langevin. She lives here in Red Deer with me. She's my cohort in doing work with Almeen. She's the one that introduced me to Almeen, and she's a wonderful gifted healer, and she's going to share with us some of the modalities and different things that she does with Almeen's work. Welcome, Sharla. It's wonderful to have you here. Trust you've had a wonderful week.
Thank you, Linda. I am so happy to be here. Yes, I've had a wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to this chat we're having tonight.
Thank you, Charlotte. We are honored to have you join us. And I know we did try last week. And for, I guess, this is the perfect moment. And we're coming together again. So thank you for taking the time out on this beautiful long weekend to be with us. So let's start. So, Charlotte, I understand from Linda has told me some amazing stories about your healing practice, and I believe you are a Belvaspital Grandmaster.
Yes, I am. I took my Linda and I both got our Grandmaster when we were in Niagara together. That was the first retreat that I had been to with Almeen. And for me, it was an absolutely life-changing event. I cannot put into words how amazing it was for me at that retreat. That was information came forward that I had not ever considered before, and it literally did change me.
Wow. And you were at that retreat, Linda, too.
Yes, that
right?
was the one in October of 2010.
Do you remember what you were covering?
The information that came out of our retreat was the information that put together the Books of Gods and Men.
Oh,
Yeah, that would be a big one.
Yeah, that was all the information came from that retreat that created that course.
Wow. Yeah. So, Sharla, how did you find Almeen?
I found Almeen when I was surfing the web looking for books. We had done a lot of mystery school work, and I stumbled across, I think it was the Windows into Eternity, and I ordered it, and I was absolutely flabbergasted by the information in it, and at that point I thought, uh-oh, I need to go back a bit and get the background on whatever this is about, because it's amazing, absolutely amazing information, but I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
So I went back and ordered some other books, and I told Linda about it. I said, hey, you better check this out. Pretty cool stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Windows into Eternity was your first book?
Actually, the first book that she shared with me was Journey to the Heart of God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is, and I understand from Linda, Charlotte, that you do a lot of work with your clients with the process of recapitulation that's in Journey to the Heart of God.
Yes, I use that a lot. Recapitulation is an absolutely amazing tool. It helps when a person is really, really stuck, especially with emotional issues they can't seem to move through. And I find that just going through the 9 steps can shift a person to the place where they can get a whole new perspective of the situation and hopefully be able to move forward from that. So it's the sort of thing you would go through if you were having like a real knee-jerk reaction with a person, or they could always kind of push your buttons and get you very upset about something. There's the 9 questions are, what is the lesson? Looking for the lesson that our higher self wishes us to embrace. And then the second one is, what is contract? And then the third one is, what is the role? So what role am I playing in this situation? The fourth one is, what is the mirror? The fifth one is, what is the gift? We have to be able to find that in every situation. And number 6 is, can I allow? So there's a lot of discerning at that point. Number 7 is, can I accept? Number 8 is, can I release? Which lets go of the energy that's tied up around that person or event. So it's very powerful. And then number 9 is, can I grateful? And after going through those 9 questions, generally, everybody has a really big shift. And
yeah,
if there's anything left, you can just go through it again. You'll get more stuff. So very, very powerful.
It is, actually. It's an incredible tool, especially for anyone doing healing work. It's an invaluable tool, mm-hmm, to help clients effortlessly shift.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Linda, did you have something to add on that?
Only that I've experienced a healing from Sharla, and it was one that I've never experienced before. When I got up off the table and stood there, it was a good thing I had it on my hand on the cupboard, on the table that she had, and her table as well, because my legs, it was like they turned to jello. And the whole room spun, and it was like I was going down, and then all of a sudden everything was good. But it shifted a lot of stuff.
And did you go through this process?
Actually, we didn't go into the steps of the recapitulation, but that was what the intention was when I went.
Yeah.
So I think because that was the intention, but it had started prior to that. Because when I got in the car to go to Sharla's, it was like the emotions and everything started coming forward. And it was like, I guess I've already started. Maybe I should just go home. But I kept driving.
And that's not unusual either. That's really not unusual. Quite often people will be starting their clearing on the way to come out to my place and then, of course, move through it more fully during the session.
Yeah.
But that's really not unusual because I think that we set it up knowing what we're going to be doing and then it just starts to happen. And like you say, we didn't even do the recapitulation, but you really did it when we were working through.
We didn't go through each individual step, but we did do the recapitulation because the feeling and everything that came and the clarity that was brought forward just in some of the questions that you asked and some of the it was really quite amazing. But I know that as I've worked as a practitioner as well with the Bell Vaspata, I don't do it often, but I found that sometimes you'll have people that are really interested in it and they want to come and they set that intention and then they cancel. And you talk to them a few days, I really wasn't feeling good and everything. And it's at that moment you recognize that they'd already started, but because they weren't 100% ready to do it, scared them off.
Mm. That's true. If you have to be ready or there's no point really in coming anyway.
Yeah.
And that does happen.
Doesn't happen very often.
Usually I find that they will come, but they don't necessarily go as deeply as they could.
Yeah.
But it's just because they're just not ready.
Yeah.
Right. And when you are ready, it's the body. By working with the body, it brings up a huge amount of information that you wouldn't get if you were just intellectually talking.
Because we're
working through the body.
Right.
It holds everything.
Right. Yeah. I know as a practitioner myself, I've always set the intention that anybody that came to me came and was open to whatever gifted, but didn't want all the details of what was gifted because that's something I've never been able to, you know, and it's not really mine to discern for them. It's theirs to discern for themselves. But that's always the one thing that I was always, you know, people would. So I always set that intention. Anybody that came to me wasn't analytical. They didn't want to know all the answers and they didn't want to know. They were just happy to receive.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's, you don't have to know all the details.
No.
You don't have to know absolutely every little thing that happened. It's more what was addressing what it was the key part of it.
Yeah.
And being able to realize that there was still some stuck, you know, information there that needed to come forward.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes forward in bits and pieces, like it'll take one session will start it, and then another session will bring up more, and then another one will bring up more. So depending on what the timing is that you need,
mm-hmm.
you will bring it forward as you need to. It's not necessarily going to resolve itself all at once because maybe you just need more time to organize the information that you do get in the moment.
Yeah. And sometimes that would be better for me if I approached it that way, but I tend to always be right to the wall. And so it's all or nothing.
So, yeah.
But.
See, I find, and what I love about working with the angels and Bhavasvata is the more, and I say to people, you know, the more open and relaxed you are, the, you know, the deeper the experience. And I always wish I had a camera of, you know, a before and after picture because the shifts can be so profound. And, you know, like I've had everything from somebody laughing hysterically to somebody crying hysterically during a session that, you know, and not to, you know, let it take me out of that expansion and just to go with it. And it just, like, it'll pass. It's always just passed, like, in, you know, minutes.
Yeah.
And but I love that, you know, it's kind of, it's effortless.
Yeah.
The shifts that take place, I find, within, whether it's emotional or it's physical or spiritually even, it's effortless.
Mm-hmm. You know how you were speaking about it would be really nice to be able to have pictures. I know there was one time we were over at Carol, you could tell us when I was working with Carol. Donna, myself, and Carol, we were working with the Almeen's oils. And she has the aura photographer kit. She does auras.
Oh, okay.
So she had the camera to be able to take the pictures.
Wow.
And so she took pictures of all of us before we had an oil treatment. And then after. Ooh. And it was amazing how the auras changed. But what was also amazing was I hadn't had a treatment yet. Like, they hadn't put the oils on me.
Yeah.
But because I had done them both to Carol and to Donna, my whole aura had changed just in working with the oils with them.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Oh,
yeah,
it
really was. It was really quite amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You should share those on the Fragrance Alchemy site or something.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get them, but I don't know if I still have access to them or not. But, yeah, it was really, even just sharing it, it was really quite amazing to watch and see how the auras changed.
Wow. Yeah, that would be, oh, I'd love to see that. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure the same thing happens with the Belle Hospital. I'm sure it does.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It'd be great if we could photograph it.
Because I think Almeen, at one point, did she not have pictures that were done with a healing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was with Dr. DeVita, I think, had the camera.
Yeah.
And, yeah, wow, that would be so much fun to explore that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, Charlotte, I believe you have some great testimonials from working with the Belle Hospital. Do you have something you can share right now? Putting you on the spot here.
I have worked with several people who were very, very ill and had really dramatic results from the Belle Hospital. One of my friends was experiencing cancer, and she was going through the protocols, and I was doing the Belle Hospital every day at noon. Using the basic level 1 and 2 sigils, and she just absolutely went through that whole situation so beautifully. It was a miracle the way things came out of there.
Wow.
And I have to say that I personally believe that it was from the Belle Hospital.
Yeah. And did she know you were doing it for her?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And you also gave her some of the wheels to work with as well, did you not, Charlotte?
I did. Yes,
yeah.
I did. I gave her a couple of wheels from, let me think, what book were they from? Maybe the Dragon Magic book.
Yes, that's what you told me.
Yes. And she worked with those wheels every day. She had them, and she just used them and read them, and they are very beautiful. The one, see if I can find it here. Oh, it's Wheel 125. Becoming Self-Referring for Approval is the name of the wheel. The angel name is Krasanut Plihes. And the wheel is Lihar Nen En Ustrava. It says on the wheel, during the second stage, tools are used as indicators and catalysts to stimulate specific facets of expression of our eternal being's qualities. A headache can be treated as follows. A headache pill is clearly seen as an illusion, an unreal tool that cannot possibly affect the real. But the person with the headache takes it to stimulate the expression within that the tool represents without. It becomes an illusional catalyst to guide and awaken inner expression of the eternal self. And after the fact, we talked about the protocol of what she had to do, and that was clearly for her what she needed to help her move through the situation.
Wow, that's amazing. That feels very powerful.
Yeah, it was very powerful for our whole group as well, because we have a group that gets together at my place and we do either yoga, one of the yogas, or we do the Arasatma sacred breaths.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Cool.
And as a group, we experienced a lot through what she went through.
Wow. Right, because as a group, there's that one heart, one mind consciousness. And I'm sure, as like having the group too supporting her, it was probably a huge help.
Yes, and to see someone go through the whole entire situation and then have such an amazing healing was extremely empowering.
Oh yeah,
for everyone.
Wow.
And I mean, the effects around her were like of everyone she knows. Like it just reverberates out. It's the classic.
It's the pebble in the water.
Pebble in the water, right?
Yeah.
Goes out because, in every direction.
Did you not share with me, Sharla, that the doctors even asked what it was she was doing?
Yes, they did. Yeah. They're like, what? What did you do? Because they were really not believing it either. You know? It's you're healed? What did you do?
Because she used the illusory pill, like the chemo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But they wanted to know what else because the results were so phenomenal.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I remember years ago I studied A Course in Miracles before Al Amin. And anyone who's familiar with that, it's a process of finding inner peace.
Yeah.
And I always remember in one thing in that book was, you know, sometimes you just have to take the pill.
Exactly.
And so that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That feels really wonderful. Linda, do you have a question?
I know that when we tried the show before, Charlotte was talking about the restoration of the intuitive nature and how she'd worked with that with a couple of her patients as well. So I was wondering if you'd like to share that with us again.
Yes, I would. I would. This is such a powerful Belle Vospita, beautiful one to work with. I used it with several young ladies who were expecting babies, and they had at two in particular within, I'd say it was about 4 to 6 weeks, had gone prematurely into labor, and their babies would have been probably 4 weeks early, somewhere in that neighborhood. They had gone into the hospital. They were definitely in labor. They were all concerned because they were going to deliver so early and everything. And I did the Belle Hospital, and both of them, their labor stopped, and they went through a complete full-term pregnancy and had their babies healthy, naturally. Everything was very smooth.
Wow.
Yeah, very powerful.
That particular Belle Hospital, I do love that. And actually, I have a couple of friends who are close to delivering. So, yeah, uh-huh. Thank you for the reminder.
Keep it handy.
I know that I have used that one as well. My niece had twins, and I know I worked with her after having the babies and did the steps that come after the birth for, and working with those wheels and stuff really made a difference with helping the milk to come in and helping all the other stuff and get everything back, the hormone levels and everything all back. It works really well.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Charlotte, do you have a favorite modality?
I love Caniche Belle Hospital. I absolutely love doing Caniche.
Yeah, me too.
The Belle Hospital of Enlightenment.
Have you worked with it on anybody or just for your own environment?
I generally do Caniche, the Caniche just generally for everyone.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty much doing it all the time, although I don't necessarily get to do it every day.
Yeah.
But I'm always at some point in it, if you know what I mean. Like I'll do level one, and then maybe 3 days later I'll do level two, and then whatever. I'm always working on it, and I just love it.
See, we actually started working with the Caniche back in our retreat in Niagara Falls, right, Charlotte? Because that was when we had to do the 60-day protocol for it, so that we could do the high Key Vista. You had to have done the...
That's right.
Yeah. Because that was around the time that all that started to come forward.
Right.
Yeah, the white magic.
Yeah. That was very powerful to have done that when we did, because it is so sacred space.
Yeah.
Because at that time in 2010, that was when the Caniche was coming and being brought for everybody to work with together, but also the Key Vesta, because that's when you had to do the 60 days as well. So we were doing Caniche and the Key Vesta at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
I loved Key Vesta. You know, I had so many amazing experiences with that, and you know what, I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Well, I know that Almin said that the gentleman, is it Edward from Russia?
Mm-hmm.
That's how he ran his business with using the Key Vesta. He was such a master at using the Key Vesta.
And the Key Vesta was the sigils were changed on it, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yes.
So there was we worked with the first one,
mm-hmm.
and then it was changed, and then it was became the next version.
Right.
So very very shifting the concepts are in that.
And see, that's something that I always use when we do our retreats. We always do a sigil for the Hakulit with the Key Vesta. To make our retreat.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. For every retreat.
Always.
Done.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yes. Oh,
that was when we talked to Almin and asked her if she would come to Red Deer, was when Linda and I were at the Niagara retreat.
Wow.
Yeah. And it started out that she was going to come for an information night like she does in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because at that time she was looking at taking Jaylene across Canada on the train. And then she found out how expensive it was. So it went from a 3-hour session to a 3-day retreat.
That's the power of the Kivesta.
Yes, because it was funny. When I found out that we were going to get it, that was all in the transition of the home office and everything, too. Hilda had left and Jan had taken over. So we kind of got lost in the shuffle, so I didn't think it was happening. So when I talked to Jan, she says, oh, I thought that was a duck out of water already. I said, nope, it's not. And then I've done, you know, like Charlotte said, we've done mystery school stuff before. And so trying to get students and stuff, that was one of my biggest things. Oh, how am I going to? And that's how we did the Kivesta to create our sigil. And then I had gone away, came back, and somebody had phoned inquiring about and had that. It was actually Carol, you could tell. And she had the magazine to be able to advertise it all in. And that's where we ended up with 52 students.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they were all new students.
Yeah.
Even better. Yeah.
I think there was, out of the 52, I think there were 10 that were students prior to.
Yeah, it was unreal.
So any events coming up in Red Deer?
Not yet.
No.
No.
Not yet. I not like
yet.
That.
Yeah.
The possibility is brilliant.
It is,
of course.
Yes.
Of course.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Sharla, have you worked a lot with the oils, with the Fragrance Alchemy?
I am working a lot with the Fragrance Alchemy. I use it a lot in my sessions. I generally, in every single session, there's an oil that comes forward that needs to be used. Very, very powerful. Huge, powerful shifts with those oils.
Yeah.
Just unreal.
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite oil is rose.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I actually slather it on myself every day. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Rose is amazing.
Yeah, it's so powerful. The fragrances are so powerful for clearing the meridians that it's I can't even really explain. I know that my experience, my personal experience with having it clear for me was that I was in the midst of a session with another practitioner and she used gardenia. She just had gardenia and she had it. Just the scent of it. She didn't put it on me at all. She just had the scent of it was there. And I felt it just in a wave electrically shot down through my whole entire body. And it was like, wow. How do you explain something like that?
Yeah.
You just can't. It was just amazing. And I know that using it on different people, that they have found the same thing. I had a client just a week ago who had her heart meridian and her liver meridian, both of them, opened. And she was just amazed. She'd been experiencing extreme problems in her elbow, where if it was fine if she like bent her arm. But if she just gently laid her elbow on anything or touched anything, she had excruciating pain. And when that meridian opened, it just shot. She said, it feels like there's electricity coming out of my fingers. And I said, oh, this is good. Good. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
You know? And afterwards, the pain had totally left her elbow and it never came back.
Wow.
Yeah. She was cleared.
Yeah, I had someone who had like a really bad headache, and I just put a drop of Blend of the Gods on the crown, and gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that the Garden of Eden, if I'm not mistaken, that one was one that was supposed to help with karmic energy as well, was it not? Do you remember?
I don't remember, Linda.
Because I know I used the Garden of Eden with my mother. I had massaged both my parents' feet, and I was guided to do that. And I remember, I think I'm sure, that it has something along those lines, because I remember talking to Almeen and saying that I had done that when she was here, and she goes, oh, that was good, because it would help to release stuff in their transitioning. Because my mom left a year ago in May, 4th of May, and prior to that whole week that she was in the hospital, I used the Garden of Eden on her. And when I would put it on her, I usually put it on her high heart, the tops of her feet.
Yeah.
And she would just go into this very peaceful, very relaxed, and she just loved the...
Garden of Eden is the oil that is used with the elven deck, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
With the elfin, yes, that's the art of happiness, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it does, it helps remind us of our original state, right?
Right,
and
yeah.
With infinite source. I always think, you know, yeah, I mean, doesn't the Garden of Eden work on the sacral, the second chakra?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. But I know that after my mom used it, and I don't know if it's because there's a reference point. My dad didn't spend a lot of time at the hospital with my mom, but there's that, whether that's why he's drawn. He's gone through 3 bottles of that.
Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So, but it has allowed shifts to happen. I can see different things that have changed with him and his, because he's very anxious a lot of the times and worries about stuff.
Yeah.
But I find with the oil, it's not quite that dramatic as it used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a blessing that is.
True.
Yeah, he uses it as his deodorant as well.
Oh, well, he'll smell good.
Like,
yeah, he does.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
But when he's running low, he lets me know. So it's a good thing I'm a reseller.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did your husband use them, Linda?
No, actually, he doesn't.
Ooh.
He likes them.
Yeah.
Because he gets to experience them through me, but I've never really asked him if he wanted to or not.
Yeah.
He works at the hospital, so they're not allowed to have...
Oh, yeah.
And a fragrance, so.
Right.
I have a girlfriend who buys the blend of the gods for her husband.
Yeah.
And he wears it all the time. And she said they have had some really interesting things happen.
That's what Donna says about that blend of the gods, because that's one of her favorites, too. And whenever she goes into an elevator or goes into somewhere,
yeah,
people stop and they're going, what is that smell?
Yeah. Yes. And that happens to my friend's husband, and these women, anyone will come up to him and go, oh my gosh, you smell like a god. They even say that to her. Him. She's like, well, that's why.
Wow.
Because I remember that happening to Donna on the cruise ship. We'd gotten on, I don't know whether we were going down for supper or like for the fancy meal or what, I can't remember, but there were 3 people commented on it in the elevator.
That's amazing. Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun. Well, Linda, do you have any other questions or comments for Charlotte that you can think of? Anything you're dying to know?
Anything I know, yeah. Well, I know that Charlotte does, she uses different modalities, and I know that she does cranial sacral. She's got a lot of wonderful healing modalities that she does, but when she does the Balvaspata, when you open with the sigils, right, with the protocol, the way it's done, Charlotte, what else do you do? You said you use level 1 and level 2, or how are you guided to do your because that's a question a lot of people ask me. How do you do it? And it's like, oh, well, interesting to get somebody else's take on how they open a session or how they decide what they're using. Because I know for myself, when I do it, I tend to get information, well, this is what I need to work with them. This is the stuff that comes out. So I don't necessarily use all of them, but sometimes I do everything. So
yes,
I don't know.
I agree. I'm generally guided definitely before the person even comes. I'm already being guided as to which modality or you know, which Belvoss talk even that I'm going to use.
Yeah.
And then I'll have sigils will start to, I'll just be guided. It's really interesting. I'll have them all laid out generally before the person even comes. I know what I'm going to use. Or the specific, like it could be the song itself, the original Belvaspta, whichever level. I've done the whole entire, every single sigil that's in there, including all the levels.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah. And the ones on the brain are extremely interesting and powerful as well. I mean, they all are, but it's interesting when they're called for at that level for a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shifting can be incredible from that. Or they can just get one or two. And most of it is done in expansion.
Do you use the healing through oneness very often, Charlotte? Like
I love
section?
That one. I love that. I'm glad you asked about that. That is such a beautiful one. It goes through all of the systems. I have not used it a lot, but the times that I have used it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just absolutely love this Belvaspata. It's the Belvaspata, healing through oneness, the integrated use of Belvaspata and fragrance alchemy. That's in a book, Angel Healing, Volume 2.
Yeah.
And it goes through, you can do, I'm just looking here. The 13 main joints of the body.
Yeah.
The 20 primary systems of the body. The 24 chakras of the body. The 24 pure emotions, the 24 emotions of recognition, the 16 rays of light, closing down the five directions, the stationary fields of light, and the poetry of the perfection is the one. Those are the different levels.
Yeah.
I've gone through and done with, I had one client who came and wanted to go through the entire thing, but we only got the 13 main joints, the 20 primary systems, the 24 chakras, and the 24 pure emotions. That's as far as we got.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about you, Denise? Do you use the healing through oneness very often?
I do. The same as Charlotte. I've never actually gone through the whole process with anybody, but I've done parts of it, like with just the chakras or the joints, as part of, you know, the main Belvaspata.
Yeah.
But I find it's very powerful too, and you know, I don't have all of the oils because they use the therapeutic oils
mm-hmm. Yeah.
from Young Living. I wish I had all of them, but I don't.
Charla's a Young Living rep.
Oh, yeah? Then
I'm a distributor, yeah. I actually signed up with that the first year that they started. So I've been using oils for a very, very long time.
A long time, yeah. I do. I love the Young Living oils. And I do have quite a few of them, but mostly blends. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite. But you don't need the oils, right? You could just hold the intention of,
yeah,
once you have the sigils.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, yeah. But I agree, Charlotte, that working with the sigils for the brain, oh my gosh, I've had some amazing experiences with that,
mm-hmm.
with clients.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful.
It's very interesting because I just came back from a course on the brain, and the centrum, there's a sigil for the centrum in
in our Belvaspata, yeah.
Yes. The centrum is talked about but it's not even a physical part of the brain.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I was quite... It was quite interesting to learn about it.
Yeah.
Where it is in the brain. And then know that it's one of the sigils. It's the sigils. And they're under the advanced... sigils to be used by master and grandmaster practitioners. Those, all of those sigils in there would totally, are totally perfect. Mm-hmm. After going through that brain course, I'm totally even more impressed by the beauty of this Bellavastra. It's just, yeah, you can't get anything more perfect.
It's funny how different things will come into our lives, like different courses and stuff. You know, it's, but it brings light to what it is you're working with the, I find it always comes back and ties back into the Bellavastra.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. You're absolutely...
Because I know you were doing a Meridian course as well. Did you not, Charlotte?
I'm going down to Seattle to do one this coming week. Well, on Wednesday, we fly to Seattle.
Wow. Yeah.
On Meridian, so I'm really excited about this. I know it's going to move the use of oils and everything else to a whole new level. I just know it.
Wow. Oh, that feels amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so excited.
That's good. We'll be excited to have you back on the radio show so that you can explain to us now how the oils will work even more so.
I will, yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Wow.
Have any of you used the Song of Self?
The Song of
Self? Bellavastra for anyone?
Oh, I have.
No, yeah. I haven't.
Yes.
That is so, so wonderful to use on a person.
I love that, and it's quick.
It is.
As opposed to some of the other ones, it only takes a few minutes. It's amazing. I use that one a lot, actually.
Yes, it's just a beautiful, beautiful Bellavastra.
Yeah.
The power of that to have a person experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a very deep level.
Yeah.
And so where would somebody find that?
That is also in the Bellavastra Angel Healing Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
that's the one that has the Kaunish in it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Brahma Shananu, I believe, is in there too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that one I haven't used as much on clients. Now, if I was working with, you know, one of Almeen's students, for sure, but... I really haven't been guided to use that one a lot.
I have never used it on a client.
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, and that was the one that was only ever made available through the book, right? The only other place you got it was through an online course.
Exactly, and we got it after we had done all of that 60 days of Kaunish and the Kivesta and everything. So.
Yeah,
right. Do you remember what course that was part of, Linda? I don't remember.
I don't remember if it was Books of Gods and Men or if it was after that one or when
it was
part
after that.
Yeah, whether it was part of the Kivesta. Was it? I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
I don't think it was part of Kivesta.
No. But followed after?
Oh, maybe it came after that.
Because your Kivesta was in the month of February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was early. Hmm. Well, I'm sure if anybody's interested, you can find it in the Bellavastra Angel Healing Volume 1.
Yes.
So, yeah. Wonderful. Well, I think we are just coming to the end of our show here. Any last-minute comment, Charlotte, you would like to share with our listeners? Any little words of wisdom? Or?
I would like to share that statement that I shared last that we don't have on.
Okay.
From Almeen. It is my favorite. It's one of my favorite statements that she made, and I have copies of it all over my house. It is that grace and surrender are intricately connected. The surrendered life unfolds with impeccable timing and fluidity, yielding grace.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Very well said.
Yes.
Thank you. Linda, do you have a writing that you'd like to share to send us out?
I do, if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay. As I walk upon this earth, my greatest wish is to have made a difference in being here. As I walk, my energy, I do leave, trusting that those who follow will only receive love. As I walk, my desire is to leave the beauty of the flowers and the nurturing of the trees. As I walk upon Mother Earth, my desire is to leave whatever healing energy she might need, in love and gratitude for all the abundance of beauty and nourishment she brings to me. As I walk, my desire for all of humanity is the ability to connect heart to heart in love, as that is all the infinite meant for there to be.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda.
Thank you.
And thank you, Charlotte, for taking the time to join us for this hour. You've been amazing, wonderful. Enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you.
Thank you for asking me.
Thank you very much, Charlotte.
And thank you, Linda, again for bringing our beautiful guest and your presence and for all that you bring to the show. Thank you.
The same to you, Denise.
Thanks. And thank you to all our listeners. We will be back again next Thursday. Praise, love, gratitude, and trust. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.